Goldsmith. We're just going to reflect a little bit on the notion or the concept of formation of conscience. In contemporary discussions, we often speak and we hear about people following their conscience. That's true. It's true as far as it goes. In fact, the church has a little maxim. It says you can always act on a certain conscience. You shouldn't act on a doubtful one. But I say it's true as far as it goes because it doesn't really go far enough. There's a prior and a primary responsibility to try and form and inform our conscience correctly in the first place. Otherwise, it could kind of be an unguided missile. This is always a personal responsibility. No one else can form your conscience for you no more than they can form my conscience for me. It's a personal responsibility. Others can be helpful. Others can be helpful. They can assist us in the correct formation of conscience. Some examples, bad examples, scandal, can be harmful because we're taking in values all the time. We're taking in insights all the time. And the formation of our conscience draws on many things. What we learn from our parents, what we read in God's revelation, the Bible, both the Old Testament and the New. If I'm a Catholic, the formation of my Catholic conscience, the teaching of the Catholic Church is a very important factor. We can learn some things from our reading. We can learn some things from saints. But that effort on forming and informing a correct conscience in the first place is truly an adult responsibility. We don't ask little 8-year-old children questions that only adults can answer. And the other way around, we'd be surprised if an adult had only an 8-year-old conscience. When someone takes on parental responsibilities, they have the challenge then to form their conscience in accord with those truths and those virtues. If someone goes into a profession, medicine, teaching, a lawyer, social work, it's incumbent upon that person to form and inform their conscience about the duties and responsibilities that are pertinent to that state. They can't pretend that they don't know. They have to make it their business to know. Now remember, we are taking in information all the time. And if our only source of information is ABC, NBC, CBS, that's what you'll end up with, an ABC, NBC, CBS conscience. If cable is our only source, well then maybe we'll have a cable conscience. But if I make the claim, and I do, I claim two things. I claim to be Catholic, and I claim to have a conscience. Now, just because I make those claims does not guarantee, necessarily, that everything that comes out of my mouth is all that Catholic or conscientious. Why? I could be mistaken about what the Catholic Church teaches. Or I might know it and not apply it properly by a conscience decision. Or some people might describe themselves as cafeteria type of Catholics, and they get very selective in picking out the things that they like about church teaching, and perhaps turning a deaf ear to the ones that they don't like. That's why that effort on the formation of conscience, which is spelled out for us in a concise way in the new Catechism of the Catholic Church, is a very important thing. Because it's up to each one of us to form and inform that correct conscience in the first place. Conscience, when we say, you know, follow it, that's true. And you can, and you should, act on a certain conscience. And we should never act on a doubtful one. We do what we would in any other practical area. We try to resolve the doubt. You ask a few questions. You talk it over. You pray about it. You seek the advice and good counsel of someone who has lived long enough and well enough to actually know what they're talking about. We take all those factors into consideration. What we learned at home, what we learned in our family, what we learned in church, what we learned in school. And we personally begin then to construct, to form, and to inform a correct conscience. And it's important. Why? Because there is such a thing as a dead conscience. St. Paul describes it at the end of his first chapter of the Epistle to the Romans. He says it's the result and the penalty of wrongdoing. What he means is basically somebody can come to terms with a thoroughly corrupt lifestyle and then have pretty much a dead conscience. It's very extreme, but it can happen. The prod of conscience only goes against the better self for as long and as long as there's a better self to go against. So we have to make the effort individually each one of us, on our own, to try and form and inform a correct conscience. And if we make the claim to be Catholic, then clearly the teaching of the Catholic Church is the most important factor in the formation of our Catholic conscience. There is such a thing as a Catholic conscience, and indeed, there is such a thing as a correct Catholic conscience. Therefore, the effort to form and inform is a personal responsibility. It doesn't stop when we've made our confirmation. It doesn't stop when we have kind of ceased our formal classroom religious education. It's a lifelong challenge, because as we get older and as we approach sometimes challenges, work, responsibilities, complexity that we haven't seen before, that's the time we have to sit down and ask ourselves serious questions about the correct formation of our conscience. We use many expressions of conscience being tender, being lax, even being scrupulous. We can say that conscience affirms and conscience scolds and all of those things. But the effort to form and inform a correct one in the first place, because truly that's what we bring with us wherever we go. So our own desire to know the truth and live the truth. We want to have a truthful conscience, which is a serious work and a serious adult responsibility. It's up to each one of us to try to form and inform that correct conscience in the first place. Then it's more adequately true. Then it makes much fuller sense to say, and properly so, yeah, you can always act on a certain conscience, you shouldn't act on a doubtful one, because we've made the prior effort to form and inform a correct conscience in the first place. And that we do by forming it in accord with the truth. Our Lord Jesus teaches that he's the way and the life and the truth. You form and inform your conscience in accord with the truth of God's word. The same Lord Jesus assures us then that the truth, his truth, and only the truth, that truth will really set you free.